This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Batandazelwa ubusuku nemini sendiphila nje imithandazo kagogo awayithandaza ngam ngobe khaya akufani nakwamngani wam batandazelwa ubusuku nemini sendiphila nje imithandazo kagogo awayithandaza ngam usakhumbula wathi ugogo makasisi ngxaki zakhe kuwe wena uzomthwalela ngoku ndingulanyana wakhe wayemthandazelayo khawundibonise indlela nkosi.
That is the music of Zuko SA, and he joins us on the line now to speak about his body of work. Zuko, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Speak to us about that particular song that we just played, Kawelam. You know, where does it stem from? What was happening at the time?
Okay. So the song title, it is called Andikalibali, featuring Vusi Nova.
Yeah.
So the song was written when I was at home just reflecting, you know, where God has taken me from, and you know, the journey from where I started and what happened along the way, and where God has now put me, you know. So I feel like I wanted to give thanks to God and also ask Him to keep me in His will, you know, and keep me on His purpose, so that whatever I do in life, I always move according to how He wants me to move. You know, so it's important. It was important for me, and it still is important to check where I'm at. You know, am I still going with His will, or I'm just doing my own thing? Mm. And if I'm doing my own thing, therefore, I'm not doing the right thing.
Wow.
So the song is all about that.
I mean, I'm ready to ask you about your relationship with God, right? And we'll get into that. Just want to quickly go to news headlines with Nosipho Radebe. We continue our conversation with Zuko SA. Questions, comments that you may have for him. X at PowerFM 987 at Sekgomoagi _. The hashtag we are using is Power Weekend Breakfast. Or, of course, you can give us a call on 0861-987-000.
Power Weekend Breakfast with Sekgomoagi.
It's 9:34 on Power 98.7, and we are in conversation with Zuko SA, who before the news headline spoke to us about the kind of relationship that he has with God. But Zuko, you know, I'd like for you to just delve deeper into that, because you say if, you know, you are not doing things a certain way, you're not going according to God's will, then that is a big issue for you. How did you even get to that point in your life?
So I'm from a family where my dad and my mom are pastors. So they raised me with a Christian background, and then they raised me with principles. You know, so everything that I do, I make sure that I pray before I do it. Hence, now we have Andikalibali that you just played right now, which is coming from Umkhonto album. It's one of the songs that I've heard people saying, you know, whenever they listen to it, they feel changed, they feel motivated to go on with life, you know. So I trust God that whatever message that I deliver on a song, it is coming from Him, you know. So basically, if He wants to speak to a listener at home, He's going to use me to sing a song so that that listener can get that message through a song, you know. So I believe I'm that tool that is used by God in the Afro-soul genre to speak to any type of situation. So if you listen to my new album, which is called Umkhonto, I believe, as I've seen the comments on social media, that every song has its own story, and it's more like when you're listening to the album, you're watching yourself in the mirror, and the mirror is just describing who you are through the album.
Wow. Share with us that experience, you know, of speaking or working with Vusi Nova. I mean, his talent beyond.
Vusi Nova is an icon. He believed in me when I was still, you know, coming up, because I was once a pianist and I was playing for him as well, and the other group called Off for Seven. So that's how he knew me before I became a singer. You know, when I decided to say, now I'm ready to release my own album, my own music, when I dropped Kawelam, that's when he started saying, this song is big. Why don't you feature me on your next song, which is called now Andigalibale. So that was the biggest blessing that he gave me. And I did not know that we are going to be, you know, winning awards with the same song, because we won Metro FM Award and we won other awards as well. So it's one of the biggest achievements that I've had to work with Vusi Nova. He's a cool guy, and he's always teaching me something every time we meet. So I'm blessed to have him.
Yeah, I can just imagine. And how did that feel for you to win Metro FM Awards?
Even now, you know, saying that I'm a multi-award winning artist.
I mean, please repeat that. Excuse us.
You know, if I'm introducing myself anyway and I say I'm a multi-award winning, I feel like I'm talking about somebody else. But I believe, guys, it's the support that the fans have been giving me. They wanted me to be in this position, and God has trusted me to be in this position so that He can deposit more message and more ears would listen. I mean, right now I'm speaking to you right now, and there's someone else listening at home, and they've listened to the song before the interview. So I believe there is a greater purpose in this interview and someone listening at home. So I can't take it for granted. So everything that I do in my career, I must make sure that I do it excellently, because I don't know how much time God has given me, and for me to just play with it. So I take everything and every music that I release very seriously.
You know, I love that you say that, because I think it was other during the week or so when I spoke to someone and they said, whatever that you do, you have to do it wholeheartedly. You know, give your all in everything that you do. At which time in your life, Zuko, do you think you learned that is very important?
I think around the music industry is the only tool that taught me how to know myself, you know, and how to learn about my behavior and my character, besides church and other things. But music industry taught me about myself and my character. So I'd say the minute I started being a professional musician, that's when now I realized, there are a lot of people bandazio. And Zima Bendaz, I need to act in a certain way. I need to sing a certain way. I need to prioritize this and that and that and that. So me limiting myself from the things that other youth are doing, it has positioned me to take life and work very seriously. So I would say it's not even about age. It's about when my career started being professional, I had to leave a lot of things and focus on being a serious person and a professional person. But I'm also fine in real life. But, you know, when it comes to Zuko SA and my work, everything stops. I take it very, very, very serious.
I mean, more than six of your songs were commissioned on Showmax's The Wife. That is huge, yes. Zuko. I mean, that is such a big deal, right? We know that you're multi-award winning, but I think this is even bigger to be on a show that so many people watched. How did that also transform your musical journey?
Yeah, a lot of people did not know about Zuko SA until the wife started giving me a chance and played my music. And that's when they started knowing about me, you know. So I believe my career started then, actually, because it introduced me to a new audience. And I took myself serious because I knew that now a lot of eyes are watching and a lot of ears are also listening. So basically, anything that I release from now, I need to take it serious, you know. So it really impacted me a lot. And I believe the music that I did after the show mix, the wife show, it is one of the outstanding works that I've done. I mean, right now, as I've told you, I've never won an award, but after I released a song that was played from the wife, and I released another one, which won the awards, which means that there's growth in the brand.
Absolutely. And it's working with the right people, aligning yourself with the right people that are sent to you by God to be able to work with. And in saying that, then, Zuko, who actually opened that door for you, for your music to be played on The Wife? I mean, it's quite a tough market to get into.
Yeah. So there's a team that I've been working with that reached out to the person who was doing The Wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know about it, but I saw my songs played there. And it was one of the amazing things ever to see your song being asked on social media. And people did not know who this artist is, but they loved the music. So I feel like the music industry gave me a chance because they did not know who the artist is, but the music they relate to. So when that happened, I realized, oh, basically now I've got new people following me. I've got new people that are interested in more music. Now that opened my eyes a lot to say, okay, now things are changing. Basically, your dreams are coming true. I need to start taking my brand and my work and my social media. Like everything around it must be now professional because there's going to be opportunities that are coming. And if I'm not positioned correctly, I'm going to lose those opportunities. So I had to take everything serious so that I make sure that I become the brand that I am today.
And, you know, of course, being able to be in the industry is one thing, but being able to sing in your home language of isiXhosa is something else, right?
Yes.
How has that been received, and why was it important for you to be able to sing and write and you know, spread the message of your songs in your native language?
Yeah. So there's songs that I sang in English before, and I realized for me it felt like I'm singing fantasy, you know, because I did not relate to any of those songs, but they were nice. You know, so but when I got a message and I read and I wrote it in Xhosa, I realized I relate and I connect to the song more. And when you're connecting to a song more, which means you're going to be able to push it to anyone and introduce it to anyone because you connect to the song. And when now you see Nguti Nabanya Bantu, they are relating to the song. Then you start feeling like, okay, so basically Abantu, they understand a message that you're talking about more clearer when you're speaking in your language. So that's why I stick to isiXhosa. And I won an award just now in KZN from a multilingualism award for singing in Xhosa. So that also affirmed me to say that I'm in the right lane.
On X, Monchu's asking, questions please for Zuko. Do you put Jesus in the same category as other religious figures? Not too sure what he means by that. Why or why not? Secondly, what experiences have most shaped your spiritual life?
Oh, okay. So Jesus is the center of everything that I do. I believe it should be in other people's lives as well. but it has to be revealed in them for them to see it that way. And also, one of the experiences that shaped who I am and my belief in God, it is me losing a lot, and then my parents are guiding me to say, when you lose a lot, when you feel low, you must try this tool, which is prayer. You know, when you're praying, please kneel down and then speak your heart and then say, in the name of Jesus, you know. So when I started doing that, they taught me how to say, Our Father who art in heaven. So when I practiced all that they taught me, I saw my things changing. I felt peace inside. And I was like, so this is working. And if I can sing about it, and it can also help someone else. So hence now we have the new album, which is called Umkhonto.
It really sounds like, you know, Jesus is definitely the absolute center of your life, you know, and it's just so beautiful. But who is your biggest inspiration, or in the music space, who do you look up to the most?
I look up to Vusi Nova. I look up to Nathi Mankayi, Amanda Black, Simphiwe Dana, Amifako. There's a list of people, you know, that I draw inspiration from, and I believe me being close to them, I get to learn a lot from them and their downfalls and their weaknesses, so that I can be strong and correct my wrongs as well. So those are the people that I look up to.
And, you know, it really does sound like these people that you look up to are people that you also would like to work with, or that you've worked with, like Vusi Nova, you know. Who else would you like to collaborate with, Zuko?
Right now, I'm not yet thinking, you know, who I would like to work with at the moment. Mm-hmm. I do know that when God reveals it to me who I need to work with, I will work with that person. Because for me, it's not even about collaborating. It's about knowing, am I doing this to get fame, or am I doing this to make sure that this music will last longer, and when I release this music, it will help someone, or it will, you know, entertain someone. You know, so every time I look at collaborations, I make sure that I any move that I make, or whoever I choose to work with, it is he or she is aligned to my purpose.
Hold on now, right? I mean, we see artists going into the space and they become famous. And I think most people go into the space to be famous. That is not your goal?
It's part of the fruits that you enjoy as a musician, but it is not my goal. My goal is to release music, and then it must leave you saying, wow, I feel something. If you don't feel something and I'm getting famous, for me, I've not done my job. It's like you giving me $1 million to say, Zuko, don't get in studio, just enjoy this money. I wouldn't take that offer, because God has given me a talent, and that talent, I must use it wisely, so that whatever happens, you know, with my life, when I get to heaven, I know that I use my talent effectively.
I really like that. I like that indeed. When you told your parents that this is the kind of pathway that you want to go in on a full-time basis, how was that conversation like with them?
It was challenging, because they wanted me to... I'm good in accounting and business studies. So they wanted me to explore that and, you know, become an accountant and all that. But I knew that even if I would do that, my heart said, you need to study music business. You need to study how to be a sound engineer and how to then equip yourself as a musician and turn it into business. So I decided to say, I'm going to do music business and I'm going to become a sound engineer and then an artist. So after I accomplished that, that's when I became at peace. And then when I started making money, I showed them, and I sent them money, they became happy. Because my parents are ahead when you send them money.
Of course.
You know, they will say, I'm following your sebenza, But if you are working and then you're not sending money, don't believe that you're struggling, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And how's it been, you know, for them to adapt to their child, you know, who is, of course, that remains their child, but who's now, you know, going into an industry that is quite difficult, but who's becoming famous in the process?
Yeah, I always make sure that I go see them every time, every chance I get. And if I'm always, if I've got an event that's in Eastern Cape, like right now, I'm in Eastern Cape. We had a show last night at a Smart City festival, then Guild Theatre. So I made sure that after I'm done there, I'm going to prepare my way to go home and then see them and also get prayers from them and then go back to Johannesburg to work.
Hmm. Love it.
So they are excited.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. How did your concert go yesterday? How was the reception from your people, really? The people in the Eastern Cape?
It was one of the refreshing experiences that I've had. Before the event, I saw people wearing T-shirts of Zugo SA.
Wow.
And I saw people shouting, you know, Mkhonto, which is the new album. And then when I stepped on stage, everyone stood up. They were singing along the new album. Right up, it was a sing-along right from the start to the finish. You know, so I believe everyone had a great time and everyone was impacted by me performing there and the music that they wanted to hear. So it's one of the refreshing experiences that I cannot even tell in words, but I have to just give thanks to God for, you know.
What you've got. I mean, it sounds amazing. It sounds like such a great reception that you received.
Yeah.
Speak to us about Mkhonto, your new album. What are you hoping people will take out of it and also learn from this body of work?
Yeah. So the title Mkhonto, it is Mkhonto is a spear,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's a tool. It's a weapon that is used to fight in a war or in any battle, right? So I translated that title to prayer. So prayer, it is a tool that most believers use to win any battle. So now I'm introducing that tool in the music industry that you can fight any battle with prayer. All you need to do, you just need to kneel down and pray and then wait for the result. So the whole album, it is fun, it is exciting, it has some love stories to it, but mostly it has the foundation of prayer in it. If you haven't listened to the album, I would say just listen to the first song. And then if you don't go back, if you listen to the first song and you're not tempted to listen to the next, then I would know that you're not the target market. But most stories I've had is that when you listen to the first song, you'll listen to the next song and you'll find yourself finishing the album without even thinking because the album is like 30 minutes, you know.
Mm.
So it is that interesting. And if you can go on the comments, you will see that most people are saying that the whole album, it is a no skip, you know. So which means that we have a great album that has the foundation of prayer.
Sounds absolutely good. Now, Zuko, would you then say, how would you classify your music? You know, I had a conversation, I think it was earlier this week or so, with another artist, and he said that he doesn't like to box himself. But how would you classify the kind of music that you do? Is it Afro-soul? Yes. Is it Afro-soul gospel? What are we listening to?
I feel like... also, boxing myself, I don't think the talent that God gave me, it can be limited by anything.
Mm.
So I don't think it is limit for me. It is just in that particular project, it is Afro soul gospelish. You know, for example, when I talk about Mkhonto, the album, it is an Afro soul album.
Mm-hmm.
You know. However, you would find prayer there and there. You know, basically, it is a full package album. Coming to Zugo SA as the brand, Zugo SA is an artist, right? So there's no genre that Zugo SA cannot do. But in the phase that I'm at right now, I'm all about singing what's coming from my heart and the experiences that God is making or is allowing me to go through, so that I can bring out good messages, or He can speak to me through the situations that I went through, for someone else to get answers from that experience.
Mm. And so what are the plans? What are you doing in the future?
Yes. So on the plans, I've got Mkhonto tour coming very soon. We are still in preparations for that. It's going to be one of the biggest projects that I ever would want to work on, because a lot of people are expecting more from Uzuko FA because of the album. So I want to make sure that I go to every city that I possibly can to reach out to them and meet them face to face and sing their favorite song.
Sounds so absolutely amazing.
The biggest plan is just the tour.
Sounds absolutely amazing. And for those who would like to follow you, be part of this tour, where can they find you?
They can please follow me on any social media platform. It is Zuko, S-A, Z-U-K-O, S-A, everywhere.
Awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Zuko, for your time this morning. Thank you really for sharing your experience of music with us and sharing your relationship with God. Absolutely beautiful to hear. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm going to pull up my guy.
Zuko S.A. He is a multi-award winning Afro-soul singer, songwriter and producer, speaking to us about his love for music, where it all started as well for him. And a huge thank you then to Zuko. A huge thank you to all our guests this morning. Thank you to Owen, our content, our technical producer, taking over Tiniko's job. Other way around. Thank you to Tiniko, our content producer, Jabulani, sports anchor, together with Nosipho, our news anchor. Thank you to you, Power Listener, for your love once again this morning. Let's do it again tomorrow. Between 6 and 9 o'clock, we'll sign out and sing out to the music of Zuko S.A. Have yourself a fabulous, fabulous day. For myself, Tsogo Hajo Moagi, remember to be kind and to protect your peace. Bye-bye.
Utande kona kodwa safikisi mo sandi tuba tuba kaundi buyi selemtali kwicebo lakho anikali bali aphundi tande kona wanibe kalapo utande kona kodwa safikisi mo sandi tuba tuba kaundibuyisele mtali kwicebo lakho kaundibuyisele mtali imali nefame idibidile kaundibuyisele mtali kobe kaya bandimbidile andiphethe nto esandleni ngaba
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.